Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Domingos on the 3rd of February, and this is your daily tech shot. Microsoft announced plans to create a Cortana Intelligence Institute, an initiative to research and experiment with new ways to enhance Microsoft's AI assistant, particularly as it relates to the workplace and productivity. The Institute brings together faculty and students from a university in Melbourne, Australia, with the Microsoft Research and the recently established Cortana Research. Six companies joined the Universal Stylus Initiative to support the advancement of an open active stylus standard, as it was announced yesterday. Google and 3M Touch Systems are two of those companies. The first specification provides independent hardware vendors and original equipment manufacturers for the first time an industry standard, non-proprietary, active stylus protocol. It enables manufacturers, hardware vendors, and software ecosystem to develop a new generation of active styluses that provide consumers a consistent, customizable, and interoperable experience across model and form factor. Amazon reported a nearly $2 billion profit, the largest in its history. The online retailer drew millions of new customers to its Prime Fast Shipping Club for the holiday season, and the changes to UX tax law helped boost the profit numbers. Amazon said that Prime Now revenue from subscription fees grew 49% to $3.2 billion. UNICEF is taking advantage of the powerful graphics in the gaming PCs to mine cryptocurrencies in an effort to raise funds for the 13.5 million people in need of vital emergency help in Syria. If you wish to help the cause, which UNICEF calls the most appalling humanitarian crisis in the past 20 years, you need to download Claymore, an Ethereum mining application. And this was your shot of Tech Coffee.